Well, retirement's kind of like death and taxes. Everybody's got a plan for it, but it's become a little bit more difficult for a few different communities out there. And despite headway made in the last 6 years since the landmark Supreme Court ruling on marriage equality, the LGBTQ community can still face significant headwinds when it comes to planning and saving for retirement. And for more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's Stephanie Asimkos, who's been digging into that one for us today. Stephanie?
That's right. So even today, the inequalities that persist are just amplified when we're talking about the LGBTQ community. The community has also been historically underserved by financial institutions. And the reason this resonates right now is because this population is aging. There's an estimated 3 million LGBTQ individuals over age 50, and that number is expected to balloon to 7 million by the end of the decade. And today, one third of LGBTQ elders live at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. So for this aging population who likely came of age when their orientation, identity, or expression could get them arrested or denied employment or housing or worse, this really lifetime of discrimination has culminated in just this cohort being less financially prepared for retirement and less financially secure with fewer resources compared to straight counterparts.
Yeah, and what I guess, you know, being underserved is one thing, but the question there would be whether or not that then carries over into more expensive costs when it comes to planning for retirement among the LGBTQ community.
That's right. So data shows that for LGBTQ members, life in general is just a little bit more expensive. There's greater spending on necessities, there's more debt carried, and just less saved in retirement. So there are other financial tugs like healthcare costs to accommodate LGBTQ specific needs, family planning, if that's in a couple's, you know, future plans. And then as for housing and where to live, you know, sources tell me it's not inherently more expensive, but there is a premium placed on safety. And there's that gravitational pull towards costlier cities where acceptance might be a little bit more, you know, acceptance might be found as opposed to more affordable areas. So all of these expensive living costs, they carry straight through to retirement. Healthcare policies, long-term care, all of those things are expensive, and not to mention potentially discriminatory. But sometimes they're the only option for LGBTQ members who might be estranged from their family or don't have children to care for them in their twilight years. So many opt for at-home elder care, which is very cost prohibitive. So all of this just means that it's just a lifetime of earning less means saving less when it comes to this population.
Stephanie Asimkos breaking down the latest there when it comes to retirement planning. Important issue across all communities, but it's certainly more important to focus in on some inequalities there.